Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News, and some breaking news just in. President Trump says the US has completed a successful attack on three nuclear sites in Iran, including Fordo, Natanz and Esfahan. All planes are now outside of Iran airspace. On his media platform Truth Social, he said a full payload of bombs was dropped on the primary site, Fordo. He congratulated the great American warriors. Rescuers in Gaza say another eight people have been killed by Israeli forces while waiting near food distribution sites. Most are said to have been hit by gunfire in central Gaza. The others were killed near Khan Yunis in the south. The Israeli military says it's looking into both incidents. Hamas says they're the latest of more than 400 Palestinians to have died while seeking food from centres run by the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation. The Palestinian rights activist Mahmoud Khalil has said he'll continue to protest against what he called the US government-funded genocide in Gaza. The 30-year-old became one of the most high-profile symbols of Donald Trump's crackdown on foreign students. He was arrested by ICE agents in New York on March the 8th. Nomia Iqbal reports.
Mahmoud Khalil arrived with his wife by his side as they pushed a pram carrying their newborn son. He gave a fist pump as a group of friends cheered his arrival. He told the BBC the fact he is here is a message to President Trump and that Palestinians exist. Mahmoud Khalil has never been charged with any crime. Instead, the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, used a rare immigration law, claiming his views were anti-Semitic and a threat to foreign policy.
A man has been arrested near a British Air Force base in Cyprus on suspicion of spying for Iran. Local media say he's a British citizen of Azerbaijani descent. Reports also suggest he faces espionage and terror charges and has links to Iran's Revolutionary Guards. Joe Inwood has more.
RAF Akrotiri in Cyprus is home to fighter jets, reconnaissance, transport and refuelling aircraft and has previously been used to help defend Israeli skies. Last week it was announced that further planes will be sent there. Little is known about the man arrested by Cypriot police, who local media say appeared in a district court where he was detained for a further 8 days while investigations continue.
The exiled Belarusian opposition leader Svetlana Tikhanovskaya has shared a video of her being reunited with her husband after his surprise release from jail. Sergei Tikhanovsky, one of the key figures of the pro-democracy uprising of 2020, was unexpectedly freed alongside 14 others. Their release followed a visit to Minsk by the US envoy Keith Kellogg. It's unclear whether Belarus received anything in return for Mr. Tikhanovsky's release. His wife called the move a step towards the liberation of all political prisoners in Belarus. All those freed are currently receiving medical care in Lithuania. Live from London, this is the latest world news from the BBC. A hot air balloon has caught fire in southern Brazil, killing at least eight people. 13 people have been rescued. The pilot, who was among the survivors, said the fire was caused by a blowtorch used to ignite the main flame. The basket caught fire and plummeted from a high altitude. The governor of Santa Catarina state promised to provide full support to the families affected. The Syrian authorities have arrested a cousin of the former president, Bashar al-Assad. Wasim al-Assad was detained on the border with Lebanon. He's accused of several crimes, including drug trafficking. Jacob Evans reports.
The arrest of Wasim al-Assad is one of the most high-profile in Syria since the toppling of his cousin's autocratic regime. A statement from the new government said he'd been lured into an ambush in an area close to the border with Lebanon. Wasim al-Assad was sanctioned by the US Treasury in 2023 for allegedly leading a paramilitary unit and being a key figure in the region's drug trafficking network, particularly for the amphetamine-type drug Captagon. Bashar al-Assad, meanwhile, remains in Moscow, where he fled after being deposed in December last year.
French scientists say they've identified a new blood group which only one person in the world is so far known to carry. A sample was taken from a woman in the French Caribbean territory of Guadeloupe 15 years ago. But the French National Blood Service says it was only thanks to recent advances in DNA sequencing that it could be analysed. Called Guada negative, it becomes the 48th blood group. A ceremony has taken place in Nigeria to mark the return of a trove of ancient Benin bronzes looted by British troops during the 1890s. The shipment from the Netherlands is the largest such repatriation to Nigeria to date. The handover was agreed with the Dutch government in February. They'd been part of the state collection for over a century. Several major institutions have already handed over items stolen from the ancient kingdom of Benin. The British Museum, which houses hundreds of bronzes, has so far refused. And that's the latest BBC News.